This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Charlie Dent served nearly 14 years in the U.S. Congress as a Republican until he stepped down in 2018. Born in Allentown and representing the Lehigh Valley, he sometimes clashed with President Trump. Since leaving Congress, he's worked as a media commentator and remained one of the president's most visible critics among the GOP. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
You are among the high-profile Republicans who have publicly stated that you will not support President Trump's reelection. Will you vote for Joe Biden in November?
Yeah, I announced that I would be voting for Joe Biden for a variety of reasons. It's really not about right or left, but more about right or wrong, more about stability versus instability, security versus insecurity, chaos versus calm. That has been my view on this, that we need to get to a better place in terms of the functioning of the federal government. It's a bit adrift right now.
John Kasich, former Republican governor of Ohio, spoke during the first day of the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah.
And he was literally standing at a fork in the road in the video that he created for that and said, "America's at a crossroads. Sometimes elections represent a real choice. The stakes are greater than at any point in modern times."
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think the governor is correct. And I think, you know, that we as a country are, you know, I think all of us are feeling a little bit insecure right now. And, as we deal with this pandemic that has so abruptly changed our way of life. At a time like this, we need calm, mature, serious leadership.
Would you have had some trouble with some of the other Democratic front runners?
Absolutely. I mean, I was really very concerned that the Democrats might nominate Bernie Sanders and, for a brief time, Elizabeth Warren. I would not be making a statement like that today if either of them had become the Democratic nominee.
You are invariably referred to as a moderate Republican, an endangered species by any measure. Has the GOP that you worked for essentially been replaced by something else, call it Trumpism?
Well, look, I believe if President Trump is defeated in 2020, you know, if he's defeated and if the Senate were to flip control, I do believe that there will be a reckoning and that there will be a very robust debate among Republicans about what the future of the party should be. Does Trumpism survive Trump? And I don't think today we know the answer. I know after the election there will be some who will say, if we'd only embraced the president more, if only we had been yelled louder and been truer to the MAGA agenda, you know, we wouldn't be in this spot. Well, I think that's nonsense, but that will be the refrain. And there are going to be others. But who are like me, who are going to say, well, maybe we ought to become a party that's a bit more socially tolerant, more constructively engaged on the international stage, get back to free markets. I mean, this is a president who imposes, you know, protectionist tariffs willy-nilly, taxes on American citizens. And we should have that kind of debate because, you know, the demographics of the country are not helping Republicans at the moment. I mean, we have to, shouldn't fight demography. You have to embrace it, actually. And then try to grow accordingly.
Let me ask you about the effects of the presidential race on down-ballot candidates. For example, in your former district, Susan Wild will be running against Republican Lisa Scheller. Have you made an endorsement in that race?
No, I'm staying out of that race. You know, I know both very well. I think it'll be an interesting and a competitive race.
Thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Great to be with you.
Charlie Dent won 7 terms in Congress representing the Lehigh Valley before leaving in 2018. He's now a media consultant, policy advisor, and lobbyist.
Yeah, I ran for office 13 times, as I like to say, undefeated and unindicted.
Thank you so much.
You bet.